Valentine Day reading at the East End Theater, New York City, February 14th, Sunday, 1965, 4 p.m. Are you a member of the union, Film Union 4 p.m.? This Sunday afternoon, I present a literary exercise, an entertainment, as Mr. Graham Greene would call it. I call it boarding a writer. Take a writer, any writer. Copy out passages from the text, and as you copy, you will be reminded of something by association. So put it in. Learn to ride the waves of association, and you will find the narrative taking off on your own, as it were. If you are yourself a writer, and most everyone is nowadays, start with your own work. You will begin to hear other voices and see other rooms. You will find out who was talking when you wrote that. Who are you? Who are they? The talkers, the waiters, muttering phantom voices over the typewriter, waiting for a role, and often not liking at all the role you have given them. Yes, give your characters a chance to talk back. Who runs may read. I can feel the heat closing in, feel them out there making their moves. Yes, I can feel them, but always dimmer, far away, jerky moves. Over my spoon and dropper, and two flights down the iron stairs, laid my dirty, junky fingers on his sharkskin sleeve. The beginning is also the end. A heaving sea of air hammers, purple-brown dusk, rotten metal smell of coal gas. I can feel the heat embedded in the grass. I can feel the heat embedded in the grass. Air hammers, mate, closed film in the streets. Laid my dirty, purple, dust-tainted, junky fingers on his sepia sharkskin sleeve. Purple, peeling, feel them junky fingers far away his sharkskin sleeve. And the same dirty, rotten metal stool pigeons croon and beach the way to needle out smell coal over my spoon. Recollect when I'm traveling with a vigilante. Best shake man in the industry, out in Chi. We was working the fags in Lincoln Park. So one night the vigilante turns up for work in cowboy boots and a black vest with a hunk of tin on it and a lariat slung over his shoulder. So I says, "What's with you? You wig already?" He just looks at me and says, "Feel your hand, stranger," and hauls out an old rusty six-shooter. And I take off across Lincoln Park, bullets cutting all around me. And he hangs three fags before the fuzz nailed him. Sosky boots, crooning cowboy. Rusty black vest with the same dirty, rotten hunk of tin on it. A lariat slung over his stool pigeon shoulder just looks at me and flashes a Nova warrant. I was traveling with Merritt Incorporated, checking store attendance for larceny with a crew of shoppers. It happens in Iowa, this number comes over the car radio. Old Sal got caught in the fence last spring. Oh, my God, are we ever in Hicksville? Old Sal there with the cold spring news. Mr. Bradley, Mr. Martin, sat down on the back porch of his farm. He slipped a bag of Bull Durham out of his shirt pocket with two fingers and started rolling a cigarette. He paused. Listening. He finished rolling the cigarette, put it between his lips, went back inside, lifted his gun belt off a peg and hung it on. He lit the cigarette and sat down on the steps, waiting. I was traveling with Merritt's screen, clothes ripped to shreds, mixmaster testing for dope. Caught the running cardinal two flights down. Old Gimp died there in color. Hello, yes, I hate you. Hello, yes, hello. All right, let's see your arms. Strip the bastards naked. We know our duty. Vast army of purple-ass baboons. Popping out of stage money, uniforms and chains, shattering shambles, hate you, hello, yes, hello. Unfaltering old showmen, clutching O'Neill apples, le service n'est pas compris. Return various bits and pieces of the picture. Did he coin a nice guy myth, the bastard? Most ancient cocktail lounge mink, let's see your arms. What's with you, you wig old western? Coming on a mark like in and out of focus shopping crew in Iowa, Nova Police's characters. Another modern laboratory hangs three fags. Just frontier justice, pal. Rusty six-shooter, etc. Coming on like, what's going on here? And spitting laser eyes. The fruit throwing furniture and ozone dialogue flashing cops at the door. A Jolly Roger police car got off the point. There in old cut clothes, a postcard telling you, falls on the floor. Leaning forward to pick up, ma'am. Frontier Justice, with its old greasy knees, shot the Swedish River to Blue Lake. Blue Lake, California, residents warned Tuesday night to flee their homes in path of the swollen Eel River. Eager jockstrap screaming, Jew joke, they focus in the war. Enemy of the people, O'Brien on the floor. Jolly Roger cops leaning Frontier Justice, pal. Mr. Bradley, Mr. Martin, sat down on the back porch of his farm. So he finished rolling the cigarette, the hick, put it between his lips. Running hell yes back inside, lifted his gun belt two flights, hate you, off a peg, and hell yes hung it on. Stool bull cowboy boots, pigeon shoulders out of his rusty black vest, he just looks at me and says, I present a literary exercise. Traveling entertainment, as Graham the vigilante, best Shake Green, would call it. I call it man in the industry, out in Chi, take. Copy out Lincoln Park one night. Passages from the text and the vigilante turns up for work. And as you copy, you will be reminded of something in cowboy boots and a black vest with a hunk of tin on it. So he begins our duty tour with screen bull clothes and swell-ass baboon papers. Learn to ride, he says, and waves over his shoulder. So I say, what's with you? On your own, as it were? You wig already? He just looks at me and says, are yourself a writer. Start filling your hand with your own work. And hauls out an old rusty six rooms and muttering phantom fuzz. Susky boots, crooning cowboy waiting for the typewriter. Rusty black vest with the same roll. And often not liking dirty rotten hunk of tin on it. Your character's just looking a chance to talk back. Who, me? Dim, jerky, far away in Iowa, this number comes over the car radio, spoon and dropper. Old sow got caught in the iron fence two flights down. Bradley, the beginning is also the end. Purple dusk on the back porch of his farm. Sad, stagnant back porch of dream. Six rooms in path of the Eel River. Old arch there with a cold spring noon.